Wildfires in the West have become more common and consumed more acres of land than in the past. But charred homes and forests may not be the only damage left behind. James Dawson has more on how waterways may be at risk as well.
Trees, shrubs, and other plants that are a wildfire's favorite food play many roles while they're alive, including holding soil together through root systems. Once those roots are gone, there's little left to keep that dirt from falling into rivers, lakes, and streams through erosion or mudslides.
This becomes a problem for things like hydropower, for flood control, for all of our water resources.
That's Jason Kreitler with the Federal Western Geographic Science Center. He and others found that sediment levels in one-third of Western watersheds could at least double by 2050, and nearly all of them will see levels jump by 10% according to the study. Kreitler says this dirt can clog up turbines or settle at the bottom of reservoirs, taking up space that water normally would. That could lead to expensive dredging projects. More sediment in the water could also cost more to treat if a community uses it as a drinking source. Kreitler says these new maps should allow governments to prepare for these situations in the future. For KBSX News, I'm James Dawson.